You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
Marianne's joining us this morning here on Second Date Update. Marianne, can you just simply tell us what is, of what you know, what is going on with this guy named John?
Yes. It's been a long time since I've spoken with John, and I'd really like your guys' help.
Well, that's what we're here for, Second Date Update. Can you tell us, how it went and what happened?
We went on a blind date, actually, which I know, I can't believe those are even still a thing.
Yeah.
But my friend thought we'd make a cute couple, and she didn't tell us any information about each other, so we couldn't look each other up beforehand.
So your friend actually, you didn't ask your friend, or she wouldn't tell you about John?
She wouldn't tell me, we both didn't hear. She just wanted us to, be in the experience of it.
Yeah, I don't know I don't know.
It's kind of old school, though.
That's really old school. I don't know if I'd do that. I'd want to see a picture myself. But anyway, all right.
Yeah, how'd it go?
So, it went really well. And my expectations were actually, really low because I had no idea what I'd be getting into. Mm-hmm. But we got along so great. And my friend was actually right. We had so much in common with each other.
Did you reach out to her? Because apparently you haven't heard from John, so maybe she knows what's going on between, on from his side of the equation.
She said she has no idea what's going on with him. She hasn't heard anything.
What do you think the problem is?
Well, we went out for dinner, and typically I offer to pay my half, but this time I actually forgot my card at home, so I didn't offer, and I feel like maybe he judged me for that. I think a lot of guys like when you at least offer, I don't know.
I don't disagree with that, but I don't know if that would be a deal breaker in of itself,
yeah.
Marianne. So how long has it been since you've heard from John?
It's been almost 3 weeks.
Okay, very good. Here's what we're going to do, and it's what we do to all our Second Date Updates. And in this case, we've already reached out. We texted John, Marianne, and with your permission, we'd like to call him. Marianne, are you good with that?
Yes, please.
Okay, all right, very good. We're going to reach out to John right now, blind date John, and see if he'll talk to us and see if he'll give us the reason why he's not getting back to Marianne. Hey, John, it's Thunder and PT. We texted you just a few minutes ago, and you said you'd come on to talk to us this morning here on The Wolf. This is John, right?
Yes, it is. How's it going?
So we want to kind of chat with you about this blind date that you went on with Marianne. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Okay, and you were set up by a mutual friend who didn't tell you about, she didn't tell either one of you about the other one.
Yeah, so it was kind of a closed door scenario.
What was your general impression of Marianne and the date?
You know, I just got to be honest. I couldn't believe my friend would set me up with someone that was so fat.
What?
She was a really nice person, but she's not my type. I'm not into, like, the BBWs, you know what I mean?
Did you call her the F word?
Fat? Yeah, she's pretty fat.
Jeez, dude, that's a little superficial.
Don't you think that's a little messed up?
No, if I'm being honest, I'm not attracted to big girls. It's not my style. Maybe if she lost a few pounds, I'd think about it, but right now, she's not my type.
Okay, all right. Let me ask you this, John. How far in life do you get with this behavior, with this attitude about women?
I mean, pretty far. I do really well. So, hey, you can always change things about yourself. I mean, there could be a second date if she lost some weight.
Marianne, are you listening? Are you with us?
I'm listening. And are you kidding me, John? You are a complete piece of shit. How dare you talk about me like that?
Shut up. Listen, I don't need to hear your fat lips flapping together. There's a reason why I didn't call you back.
Hey, dude, you're about 2 seconds from getting bounced here, John, so be respectful, and I mean it.
Oh, my God. You can go to hell, John. I hope you find the woman of your dreams, and then she cheats on you, but I know that will never happen because you're too much of an idiot.
Okay, hang on.
Okay, jeez. All right. So there's not going to be a second date, John. Do you have no sensitivity towards women at all,
or towards anybody?
I mean, I do, but just I'm sorry, I don't date fat chicks.
All right, that's it. You're gone. I am so, Marianne. I'm so sorry. I'm speechless.
He is everything wrong with men.
What a jerk.
Honestly, thank you for opening my eyes about him. Now I know the truth.
And that's I'm guessing that is sort of bittersweet here this morning that you finally, I guess, know the truth about this guy and that the whole thing does not go 1 second further.
Yeah, I'm glad to know the kind of person he is, and I love myself exactly the way I am.
Good for you.
So I know one day I'm going to find someone who loves me the way that I am and doesn't want me to change.
What's this make you think of your friend right now, the person that set you up with John?
I have a lot of questions I'm going to ask her.
Right, I agree with that.
Marianne, you sound just like a beautiful, genuine woman. We wish you nothing but the best. And if there's anything you need, girl, you please let us know.
I will. Thank you both so much.
All right. Thank you, Marianne.
Have a great day.
All right. Obviously, we didn't see that coming. And I don't know if, you know, he's listening, but if anyone listening to us has a message for John, 651-989-1029.
Yeah, feel free to give him a piece of your mind.
Thunder and PT.
I like my morning radio to be upbeat and fun.
More fun, more country.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.